It's labeled as the secret to everything. No matter your difficulties, the secret offers solutions. Don't have the house of your dreams? Despair no more. Your dream home is only a decision away. It's sweeping the world in an internet generation version of Tulip Mania, but it's far from the answer it promises. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones, and today I'm thinking with somebody else's head. We'll dissect the secret, and that is very necessary. The book is all over Brazil, not to mention countless other parts of the world, and is being talked about in numerous blogs and TV and radio shows. Let me get into it in a minute, but I first wanted to bring you up to date on a few things. First, I've extended my book giveaway on the program. I've been giving away copies of Norberto Kepi's seminal book on the pathology of power for a few months now, and every week I receive a few new orders from various parts of the world. Well, you can add your name to the strengthening energetic pulse of people becoming acquainted with Kepi's original and outstanding work just by sending me an email at rich@richjonesvoice.com. Secondly, a big thanks to Thinking With Somebody Else's Head listeners Lynn McDonnell and Jason Coombs for all their help in my recent trip to Canada with my wife Monica. They organized a small lecture in Toronto for me, and it was a great pleasure to meet with folks and let them know more about the International Society of Analytical Trilogy and our work here in Brazil. I'll be working on some presentation ideas over the next few months, and I'd love to hear from you if you're interested in more opportunities to learn about Kepi's work in seminars or workshops or teleclasses or webinars. Whatever it is you're interested in, drop me a line at rich@richjonesvoice.com. Just let me know. I'd like you also to make a note of July 4th, 5th, and 6th, 2008. We're going to be conducting a marvelous congress at our Grand Hotel Trilogia here in Brazil about the true American dream. We'll be looking at our lost values and how to get them back, and how Analytical Trilogy can offer us some real solutions to getting our society back on track. Let me know if you're interested in that, too. Okay. The secret. Well, the idea is not new. Back in 1910, Wallace D. Wattles penned The Science of Getting Rich, and countless writers from Napoleon Hill to Norman Vincent Peale to powerful industrialists like Henry Ford have espoused strikingly similar philosophies. It's rooted in American individualism and the drive for personal abundance. But as we'll see today, this is leading us seriously down the wrong path. When my friend Susan Berkeley was here recently, I had her sit down with our resident scientific and metaphysical researcher, Cesar Sauce, and ask them to take the secret apart a little. Here's what they came up with.
So we're going to take another look today at the secret. Now, the secret, it has been a huge phenomenon, just in case you've been on another planet somewhere. It's a best-selling book. It's courses. It's law of attraction, law of intention, all of this stuff. And I thought we'd take this opportunity to take another look at the secret and the law of attraction. And we've invited our guest here is Cesar Sauce, who's an engineer and a researcher in metaphysics based on the work of Dr. Norberto Kepi, which would be called actually the new metaphysics. Cesar, welcome to Thinking With Somebody Else's Head and Rich's podcast. Nice to have you. What a lot of people don't realize is that the secret is a marketing vehicle. I know this because I'm friends with several of the teachers that were on the secret. And these are marketers that I know. They're actually one of the guys, I've hired him. He's worked for me. And I had dinner recently with one of the teachers on The Secret. And these guys are, it's no secret that these guys did this project in order to sell their books and their courses. For example, Bob Proctor, who is one of the main teachers on The Secret, for 40 years has been studying the minds of millionaires, trying to find out what he calls the science of getting rich, you know, this, if there is such a thing. Joe Vitale is a marketer and a hypnotist. He is a student and historian of P.T. Barnum. Now, P.T. Barnum was the famous circus empresario of the 1800s, and I guess even the early 1900s in the United States. They mistakenly credit him with saying there's a sucker born every minute. And Joe's book was called There's a Customer Born Every Minute. So you know, Joe, if you go on Joe's website, he sells all kinds of courses on hypnotic marketing and all of these kinds of things. And there are hundreds of courses that he's selling, anywhere from $79 to $1,500 or more. Bob Proctor's course is $595. David Shermer, who is the guy from New Zealand, I believe, or Australia, calls himself a wealth coach, an entrepreneur, and he is an investor and trader in the stock market. So how did this go from being just a fun thing that we do, you know, to market better or just, you know, something interesting to a whole science, you know, it's being seen as a science that people are using and making it such a huge thing? You told me the other day that there's no such thing in metaphysics as the law of attraction. Talk a little bit about that. What if there's no law of attraction, what is there then?
Well, this law of attraction is also a consequence of this question matter-energy equivalence. Forces of nature to traditional physics, they are connected to matter. So the law of attraction comes from the thought that you have a field around you. A matter has a field around it, a gravitational field. So electrical charges, they also have electrical field around them, which tends to attract things to it. And based on this thought, human beings think that they are their own gods, because this is very Sikh idea that we are able to create our own reality, is the idea of thinking that you are alone in the universe and you can think everything you want without suffering any consequences by that. And so law of attraction comes from this fact that you can think. You attract things to yourself. Your mind attracts, your body, your person can attract things, like if you were a god. But as psychopathology knows very well, a person who thinks he is the source of knowledge, a person who thinks he knows more than everybody else, a person who thinks that the world
revolves around him,
this is a sick person. This is the first sign of sickness, mental sickness. And so this secret, this law of attraction, encourages people to be more and more egocentric, centered in themselves. And the real law of reality is not that. Is very much different from it, because it gives a sense, this law of attraction gives an idea that you are guiltless or you will never be punished by the acts you do.
Will you?
Look, Susan, we are living, like if I can make a comparison, we are living inside a big cosmic internet. But this cosmic internet is not something that we create. It's something that is already created. We just fit into it. So if we want to profit from this internet, cosmic internet, we have to do our part. We have to give our share to it. So it's very much different than what law of attraction asserts. You cannot be a person that wants indefinitely, limitless, want, and you trigger the forces of the universe to bring the things you want. It's not like that. You must do your part. You must discover what you are in essence. So if you make your part in this universe, then you will be yourself.
You know, Stephanie Whitaker of the Montreal Gazette notes that proponents talk about a universal intelligence that responds to our desires and believes that the film The Secret encourages the viewer to see the universe as a, quote, catalog that we can flip through and shop. So yeah. People believe that the universe is sort of like a shopping mall. Okay, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And you're saying that this is very bad for our psyche, right?
Exactly.
Because it enhances our egocentrism. Okay, so we didn't create the universe. The universe existed prior to us. We're parts of it.
Yeah.
How then, the question remains, can we have a better life? How can we improve ourselves? How can we get what we want? Because look, we're not saying it's bad to desire and want material things. Of course not, right, Cesar?
Yes.
You're not saying that. But how do we do it? You were talking about resonance. Like, what's the difference between attraction and resonance? I mean, how do we get what we want?
Well, Susan, the true law of reality is the law of resonance. And this physics has much to teach to us. Because resonance implies a source of energy and an object to resonate with it, with this source. Human beings, they are these objects, and we resonate with this universe, we resonate with God. And God is the source of this energy. And if we want to get what is good for us, if we want to be happy, we must resonate in accordance to this source. So everything that was created by this source, by God, let's say, it has its own vibration, it has its own being. And so we must resonate, we must vibrate in accordance to this vibratory pattern.
And how do we do that?
You must know your essence. And this, Dr. Kepi's work on metaphysics shows very clear what is our essence. For example, I'll give you this example. In philosophy, it's very much important to know what is the essence of things. Today, we think that our essence is the will. So, if you don't exert your will, you get sick. So, the idea today is, okay, I must exert my will if I want to be happy, to be myself. So, to be myself is to want things for me. William of Ockham was the philosopher who thought that will was the essence of the human being. And by saying that, he gave free rein for us to think that we can want everything we want, that we will not suffer from our wanting. That's why today in our society we leave our will. Our desires, we are very wishful.
And we're voracious.
Voracious, yes. We are completely out of our essence.
Yes, so example, meaning we have to take control of our lives.
Yes.
So for example, if I don't want to be sick, then I've got to do a certain amount of exercise, eat a certain amount of food, eliminate toxic people from my life. Right?
Exactly.
Not be around people with a bad energy. I've got to take control. I've got to find the perfect mate for me and get the perfect job. So it's all under my control.
Yes.
You're saying,
you want all the time. It's centered in you.
Yes.
But what Dr. Kepi's metaphysics says is that our essence is not the will. Our essence is goodness, beauty, and truth. Based on this principle, Susan, for you to be happy, you must exert goodness, and you must exert beauty, and you must exert truth in your life.
When you say exert, you mean our actions
to
must...
To put this
we must
into
do
action.
Good.
Do good, yeah.
We must think good thoughts.
We must be statical in what we do.
Aesthetic in what we must do good acts.
Good acts.
And cultivate beauty around us.
Beauty around
and
it,
and seek to elevate others and help others, love one another.
It's very simple.
Yeah, simple things.
And this is what we have forgotten lately. We forget a lot about the other people, you see. Mm-hmm. So this is the main problem of the human being today. He's not putting his essence into action. We are deviating more and more from our essence. And this is what Dr. Kepi says all the time. The essence of the person you show in action, not in thoughts or feelings. Because you may say, okay, I love humanity. Oh, I want the best for humanity. But if you do not put anything into action to show that, you are preventing yourself to live your being. So you start to get sick. This unconsciously, we get more sicker and sicker.
Do you want to talk at all about that we are naturally in resonance, but because of our psychopathology, we get out of resonance?
Yes.
Maybe we should talk about that, because so people will be thinking, well, what do I do to get into resonance? What can I do? What can I do? Well, the point is we are a resonance already, correct?
Yeah.
But because of psychopathology, we get taken away from it.
We can make a comparison with a radio and a station. When you try to tune with a station, you are entering in resonance with the station. The radio has an oscillatory circuit inside that enters in resonance with the station, and then you hear the music. So human beings are exactly like a radio in relation to this source of energy, in relation to the station, which is God, okay? And if you don't tune properly, if you don't do good things, then you are out of tune in relation to this station. Then you stop receiving this energy for your life. And this is what is sickness. You are not in tune with this source, with God.
What are some of the ways that we get out of tune?
By cultivating our own will, by thinking that we are right, always right, that the others are our problems, the others constitute our problems. When you start to project, to see problems in everybody else, but not in you, in yourself, this is a very bad sign. Is a sign that you are inverted. You are seeing your problems outside of yourself.
Just to kind of summarize, you're telling us that it's not about the law of attraction, and in fact, there is no law of attraction in physics?
No, there is no law of attraction in metaphysics.
So this is something that was invented by marketers.
It was invented by what I know, yes. You know what I feel, Susan? Marketers, they are using this paradigm of physics today because physics knows there are many, let's say, spiritual phenomena going on, many energetic phenomena they cannot explain with the basis they have. So we are in a turning point. And many marketers, they are profiting from this moment in scientific history to take advantage of that, to push people to believe that their ideas are scientific, but they are not.
Exactly. So, and because, unfortunately, people don't think deeply enough, and they don't do the research, and they don't look back, and they don't have the context, nor do they have the time to really study and understand this stuff. Now, isn't there something also, though, about that this desire that you can be a god and control life and get whatever you want, doesn't this resonate with the pathology inside each of us? We were talking about that, though, our selfishness. So that, I think, is why this took off, because it's resonating with something that's not so healthy inside each of us.
Let's say like this, Susan, you have a specific vibration, the vibration of your being. But your pathology, your will, let's say, works in a sense of diminishing this vibration. The more pathology you have, the less vibration you have. If your vibration is deprived, is diminished, then you will resonate less and less with the source. It's like taking a radio more and more out of tune. So you begin, the music begins to fade more and more and more and more. And this is pathology in human beings. The more pathology we cultivate, the less we hear of the celestial music. And then diseases start to happen, to take place.
But the good news is, and the hope is, we can always, that music will never stop. It never stops. The source is always there.
It's always there.
It's an inexhaustible source
exactly.
of hope, of inspiration, of healing. And it's just a matter of learning to tune into that.
Exactly.
Through what we call here in Brazil, conscientization, becoming aware of how we're out of tune.
Yeah.
So it's not about thinking positively necessarily and forcing our mind via the will to, you know, think.
Yes, so you are not a god. Yeah. We must put in our minds we are not gods. We are limited beings and we have a function in life. We have a function in the universe. We must discover this function. And we will only discover this function by exerting, by putting our being into action. And what kind of action? The action we mentioned. Good action, beautiful action, and true action. We cannot lie to anybody else. We must be true, true to others. We must be beautiful in our acts. Every act you do, if you are going to arrange your house, to clean your house, try to be statical. If you're going to dress yourself, try to be statical. And if you are doing things, try to think always.
Think harmoniously.
Think harmoniously. Try to help others all the time. Try to think about the others, not about you. If you start to think too much about you, you are inverting your essence, because we are beings made to help the universe, not to want the universe to act for us. We must do our job to the universe and not want the universe to do the job for us. It's the opposite. If you remember the words of John Kennedy, he said, it's time for the American citizens to think about what they can do for America, not what America can do for them, right?
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is exactly, we can put this phrase for the universe now.
Ask not what the universe can do,
can
for,
do
you.
For you.
Ask what you can do,
for the
universe.
For the This is exactly what it is, you know. And people are inverted in this sense.
Thanks, Cesar and Susan. You know, Kepi said recently that the only thing that had any value in a person's life is the good he or she did. It's a fine reminder that in the pursuit of happiness, we shouldn't be looking only to feather our own nest. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. Thanks a lot for listening.